Former DUP Health Minister Edwin Poots has suggested introducing voluntary prescription charges to help for expensive drugs. He suggested putting boxes in every pharmacy. The GP George O'Neill with us today. Morning to you, George.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning. Good morning. The pharmacist Terry Maguire, member of the Ulster Chemists Association. Terry, good morning to you.
Very good morning, Stephen.
So what do you make of this idea then, Terry? You've got a little collection box in the pharmacy. Someone like me walked. I was up the other week there, got a prescription. It's free. Why isn't there a little box and you donate?
Yeah, I think it's a rather bizarre statement. And I'm petrified of the fact that I may end up getting paid out of this tips box. Things are pretty bad in the payment of pharmacy at the minute, but the idea of tips being the reason or the livelihood I have is it petrifies me.
Do you think it's a good idea, though?
I think I welcome the discussion on the reintroduction of prescription charges, which I think the ex-minister is actually trying to bring up again. And I certainly welcome that. I've always had the view that we in Northern Ireland overuse our medicines, and I'm not sure the reason for that. We probably use about 25% more medicines than other parts of the United Kingdom. And the question is, how would you manage that? In other words, how would you get people to think more about the medicines that they're taking? Whenever this discussion comes up, everyone shouts, oh, we can't possibly do this because people will be denied access to the medicines. What I would be proposing is a very simple charging process, a nominal fee, say £1 or 50 pence for every single prescription, and then people would be encouraged to think before they actually drop the medicine and actually take advice on whether they should be taking it or not.
George O'Neill, what about the collection box?
I think it's nonsense. And as Terry pointed out, it's almost like tipping the pharmacist. No, I don't think so. Look, the main argument for abolishing prescription charges...
Why is it nonsense, though? Do you not think quite a lot of people, when they see how fantastic the NHS is, how it saves lives, that they would willingly want to donate?
Well, there are other ways you can donate rather than put a box in a pharmacy. There's certainly ways you can donate. There's the communities, the charities, the voluntary groups all provide and support the health service. They would be very, very grateful to receive any donations from anybody. But I think this gets away from the point that Terry was making, that we do use more medication than probably England, Scotland. We use less than Wales, of course. And also remember, Stephen, look, less than 10% of the population would be paying for prescriptions if we introduced a prescription charge. And the main argument of sent...
This isn't a prescription charge. This is a... If we stay in this subject, sorry, just for one moment, do you not think the generous spirit of people in Northern Ireland and their love for the NHS would mean they'd put their hand in their pocket and they would donate? This could bring in more money than a prescription charge.
Well, I very much doubt that. I mean, 60% of the prescriptions go to people over 65. It's an elderly population who get most prescriptions. It's the vulnerable. It's the elderly. It's the marginalised society that really need the medication the most. And we're disadvantaging them, and I think that is unfair. And I mean, the health service was to be free at the point of need, nothing to do with the ability to pay. It was to be universal, and it was to be paid out of taxation. And that, to my view, is the way it should be. And remember what you do. If you remove this financial barrier, you will indirectly improve health.
Okay.
People will then take their medication and will use it appropriately.
Final word to you, Terry.
Well, the final word is we have a huge wastage of medicine, £18 million a year wasted on inappropriately prescribed medicines. We need to get a better way of thinking it, how we actually manage that. And this would actually support, or a small charge would actually support, behavioural change.
Okay. All right. Terry, thank you very much. George O'Neill, thank you.